When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
To the Wise Men Say preview show, we're back to preview Friday night's game against Hull City and whinge probably a little bit more about January. I'm joined again by Richard Easterbrook. Hello, Richard. How are you?
Hello. If we're going to complain about January, it's quite quickly rushing to an end.
It is. I hate
nearing
January.
Its end. Yeah, yeah. Well,
it is rubbish, isn't it? Like, my birthday's in January, and it's just crap, isn't it?
No, birthdays are good.
Yeah, but mine's right at the end. No one's got any money, and it's like, oh, happy birthday, Matt. Okay, do you want to go out? No.
not for a while now.
No. But yeah, all right. Anything much going on?
No. Just very January. It's like the 5th week of January now, isn't it?
Yeah. I think it's the 35th of January today. Yeah. It's just a bit but some of them are a bit as well at the minute. Have we got a game to talk about? No, we've done a podcast since that, haven't we?
Yeah.
But there's obviously the January transfer window, or lack of. concerned by it, yes?
I would be if there was like lots of movement elsewhere, but doesn't seem to be. Like, there's been a couple of moves here and there, but there's nothing like imminent, it seems. So I think my expectations are pitched so very low for what we're going to do in this window, as opposed to what we need to do. You know, there's been a disconnect for the last. Certainly for the last two windows, in terms of a defensive midfielder and a striker, but it's been like, what, 3-4 windows for needing a striker.
And yeah,
when we do get strikers, are they of the requisite quality? So, but yeah, it's just. No. I mean, I'm sure we'll come on to bits of that, but no, I'm not expecting anything soon. So I'm not really that worried at the moment.
No, well, there are no official update from Sunderland. Michael Beale said today in the press conference that there's nothing to report. Nothing has changed.
And you just get up and walk out. I have to do that.
And he went to Tesco, yeah. I've just seen him in Tesco. So he's buying some stuff. He wasn't buying shopping. He bought two things, I think.
Defensive midfielder.
I wasn't following him, but he had two things in his basket. Maybe they were like, maybe he's going to Speakman with like them, and he's going, look, the Kit Kat I've bought here represents the defensive midfielder that I want, and the wine gums are the striker. This is how easy it is to buy two things that you need. And he was eating them when he walked out of the shop. So.
But both at the same time?
No, he was eating the whatever the bar was. I think it was a Kit Kat. Hope he has a nice night.
Was it Kit Kat Chunky?
Yeah, it was like, it looked like he bought it from the meal deal section, which is a bit odd. And he had a basket. He was in. He's there for a while, longer than me. Wasn't following him around. I just seen him. I'd been at the gym and I was buying some things, and then thought he might have seen me and gone, oh, we could sign him to play up front. But he didn't do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm intrigued about his shopping choices, though, because that's not.
there wasn't a lot going on in the basket. He was what like I noticed he used the self checkout and I used the same one, and he definitely had, he put the basket down. There was no receipt, there was no discarded receipt, so I couldn't see exactly what he bought, but it did look like just two things. One of them was a chocolate bar and a red wrapper, which indicated a Kit Kat to me. And then it was like a packet which looked like wine gums. So yeah. Not a lot going on there in the shopping world of Michael Beale.
Well, I mean, that goes
Maybe it's a
that's the
metaphor.
metaphor, yeah.
But aside from that, no, you said there were no updates in transfer market wise. So yeah, that's something it's come out in the last hour or so on Twitter by an account. I can't remember the account that we are made contact with the agent of Jan Veer. So I don't know if that's
Asking if he knows anyone that we're
do you know
signing.
any Jan? Yes. Do you know any defensive midfielders? Well,
Oh,
apparently some apparently according to this Twitter account, which I can't remember, but it's got quite a lot of followers.
dear.
We've made him a priority target, which shouldn't be too difficult since he doesn't play for anybody.
Yeah.
So if you want to go and get him, just go and get him. There's never been a player more willing to come and play for the club, I think.
Yeah.
I
I mean, he
wouldn't be
did issue
against
like a come and get me play, didn't he? Right at the start of the window. So
it.
he's fairly, I think he's fairly warm to a move.
Yeah, I wouldn't be against it. I think, you know, it's easier just look at it and say, oh, it's nostalgic. Probably is. But he was very good. He's only 33.
Yeah.
And I think he'd have a lot to add in terms of experience and know-how. And he has played relatively recently as well. It's not as if he's, you know, not played for 10 years.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be against that signing. I don't think it's in any way comparable to the Defoe signing in terms of, you know, nostalgia and just stupidity.
No, it's different. It's like there's a lot more football left in his legs. Yeah, I think if we're trying to sign a player with his experience, if he was attached to a club, he'd be worth quite a bit of money. So,
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right, and the other thing is it would be I think the club would probably know they need a win with the fans now, and this probably would represent one, so I wouldn't be surprised if that's in their thinking. We could bring them in and we get a bit of credit back in the bank with some of the fan base, but they definitely will if they're to bring him in.
Yeah.
I think it would be a decent signing, but we do need more than that. And we're also linked with Macaulay Langstaff from Notts County, who
Yeah.
holds the record for the amount of goals scored in one season for in the National League. He scored 42 goals last season for Notts County. And he didn't take the penalties either.
Right.
So, you know, you can add, I don't know, another eight probably on there for that, which is quite impressive. You've got 20, I think, this year in League Two. So maybe one, you know, to take a punt on. But I think they want £1.5 million for him. He's 27 next week, so might not be too much of a model fit at that one.
No, and if it's 1.5, yeah, but if it rises beyond that, which it probably will, like
Yeah, 15.
we're getting into the territory of Stuart Donald and Bridal Insurance's HQ at the end of January,
He puts his
not
hand.
being able to pay the pizza man.
Yeah. Sign Macaulay Langstaff. It's important to say that it's Langstaff as well, Longstaff. So yeah, the other two, obviously Kiefer was linked. He looks to be going to Cardiff, judging by some reports that I didn't see yesterday, but Chris Weatherspoon alerted me to Chris's reports. He looks to be going to Cardiff, so that might what not. One might be a non-starter, but I think we've missed out on a good player there because I think he would have been ideal. But never mind. Anyone else you've seen linked with Sunderland?
There was talk back in December of Jay Stansfield making a permanent
Yes.
move,
Yeah.
cutting his short his stay at Birmingham short, but I'm not sure. I'm
But
not sure
Mowbray have
how.
said that that could happen, that Fulham could recall him, so that is a good, that is a thing that could happen. There is a clause in that loan deal with Birmingham. He's done quite well for them, I think.
Yeah,
It's nice, actually.
looked quite sharp against us in the game earlier in the season. So
Made the goal, didn't
yeah,
he?
it's a I don't know. I just when they talk about money, I'm like, are the,
Yeah.
do they have the financial chops to do anything, or is it dependent on our goings?
Yeah, I
That
mean, it
that's the
depends sort
concern
of
for me.
what it would cost. I mean, you're looking, he's what, 22? He's not going to play for Fulham. But if it's like one of them, why wouldn't Birmingham just buy him? So, I don't know.
Exactly. I was concerned the other day when I saw there was a somebody'd mentioned and it, the saw it fit to mention the fact that even with the Ross Stewart money we'd would have been running at a 1.5 million deficit transfer wise,
I didn't say that. Can't help you
or
out.
yeah. So it's like that was like a net spend, a net deficit. So makes me think that. That they're being briefed in terms of, oh, there's not that much money in January because, you know, the Ross Stewart money was already paid out in in August. Yeah, my expectations, as I've said, are quite low.
Generally in life,
Yeah,
or
well, obviously there was the Ahmad rumours last night, a little flurry of activity with his Instagram post, which is not the first time he's posted a Sunderland picture on his
no.
Instagram feed, but then there's these messaging fan groups with messages allegedly,
Then
which
there's
I'm
a
not.
thing from the Manchester Evening News, though, that Manchester United want to keep him, so
And I wouldn't be surprised if they did. Like,
I wouldn't either. They've let, I think they're letting Palestri go out. Obviously, Sancho's gone, not that he was featuring anyway, but obviously, Hannibal was not that position, but he's gone out on loan. And they've not got that many, like Anthony's crap. And, I wouldn't, he's played 3, I think he's came on in 3 games, so I wouldn't be surprised if he got a bit more game time in the.
yeah.
The games toward the end of the season.
No, I agree. There's going to be money involved. There was reports that Borough were fronting up the most in terms of wages, because obviously the any club loaning him in will have to cover a portion of his wages. I think we might be part of the conversation, but I think we might be lowballing.
Oh, that would seem about right. Yeah, that's usually what happens. And then go, oh, we'll give you
maybe it's the
four.
contents of maybe it's the contents of Michael Beale's basket.
Yeah.
That's the official offer.
It's been so loud, sweet. Yeah.
Plenty more where
Devalued
that came
your
from.
trolley.
If you're
So, yeah,
lucky, you might get a Kit Kat chunky or all chocolate.
an inflatable burger. Is that the best you can do? Yeah, but if you peel this little thing off the back, it'll actually could be worth £25. They'll win there.
God
Rest in
rest him.
peace, big man. Any other transfer stuff before we take a very short break and go and look at the game against Hull?
No, I've got nothing.
You've got nothing. I've got
No,
nothing either.
no Fabrizio Romano.
That's been your transfer roundup. For jingling
Yeah, nah.
there. And when we come back, we'll be looking ahead to the game against Hull City on Friday night.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome back to the Wise Men Say podcast. Now, Richard Easterbrook has been telling me all day that he has a range of stats surrounding the Sunderland versus Hull City game at the Stadium of Light on Friday night. At this point, I will hand over to Richard and stop listening because I believe they're about data and I'm not interested. So that's over to you, Richard. The representative from Seam has the floor.
You've built this up massively and I'm going to let you all down. No, basically earlier, I approached a resident statistician, Chris Weatherspoon. With some very specific requests, a bit like ChatGPT. I hit him with specific requests. The main one was, what's our possession looking like this season across the board? And it's there's a definite trend since Michael Beale came in of not dominating possession as much as it would have done under Tony Mowbray. But that said, when we've been outpossessed by teams, last three times we've won games. We managed to outpossess Ipswich on Saturday, 51%, but we only got 46% possession against Preston 2 weeks before in a game that we should have really dominated, which I think is a cause for concern. Our last outing against Hull, 57%. Hull outpossessed us. We only got 43% of the ball. You look back towards Tony Mowbray's penultimate game against Huddersfield, a game that we lost, but we got 76% of possession, which is the highest of the season by far. Queen's Park Rangers, 71%.
They had 10 men, though, QPR.
Yeah, but it's you know...
And they're terrible, so...
Yeah. There's definitely been a drop off in terms of how much we do dominate the ball. That's reflected also in the expected goal difference as well. It has been positive under Tony Mowbray, and it's dropped off under Beale. Obviously we're comparing two different sample sizes. Tony Mowbray's is 15 months worth. Michael Beale's is like 15 minutes worth, but there's evidence that the XG is dropping and other teams are dominating us. That's also kind of borne out over the course of games as well. There's definite evidence that at the moment there, when the scores have been level, we haven't been the better side. And the XG is only in positive when we're chasing the game. So that speaks a lot about us not being able to control games and have, for me, I can't see. Gareth echoed it, and I said it myself. Last week, we don't have a way forward, a plan, a blueprint. There's no kind of style of play with Michael Beale. It's a real concern that we've brought this kind of all singing, all dancing manager in that is just a man, essentially.
Yeah, we were saying this on Monday, and it's like.
Mm.
He doesn't really, isn't have a style, so to speak. Well, seemingly doesn't have a style. And
no. Well, I looked into the data in a bid to kind of prove myself made my doubts wrong, but they've just reinforced them, which I suppose you can do with data. That's the beauty of it. You can use it to tell any kind of story you want, but
it's class, isn't it?
But the fact that we're just not
it's just so bored. Teams like Preston.
Oh, there's interest in it, I think. I used to be one of those XG haters, you know, when they used to show it on a match of the day, I'd be like,
I hate it. I'd just like, oh, they expected to score four. Yeah, but they didn't. It was 0-0, so
yeah.
Like there you go. But thanks for that.
Yeah, I didn't do any of the work. So thanks, Chris. Yeah, I just
thanks,
said it.
Could have got Chris on, really. You're not even on the pod. Well, using the data that you've compiled by yourself, Richard, what do you think that Michael Beale is going to do ahead of Friday in terms of team selection? Do you think we're going to see the same side we saw at Ipswich, or do you think there might be one or two changes? Pritchard looked furious when he came off, and he's been linked with a move away. Is there much in that, do we think? Or
I don't think. Well, I think in terms of like him being linked with a move away, that's been a constant, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I was saying last week, I've been encouraged by how much he's playing under Beale, and how much he was getting under Dodds in those three games as well, before Beale came in. I think he sees him as an important part of the team, but I'm not sure whether it's all, it might have just gone too far.
It might have been out of his hands, though.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that if Speakman wants to sell him, they will, I think. And
yeah. If they can get money for someone who's now on the wrong side of 30.
Yeah, he's finished, isn't he?
Yeah, they've put him on the scrap paper.
I don't know. Like, the thing is,
that's ridiculous because, you know.
Well, it's farcical, though. Like, but they're not going to get that much money for him. He's out of contract in the summer. He's been linked with, obviously, Birmingham, which does seem a bit of a lazy link, to be honest. I don't know if there's much in that. But he's been linked with a team in Turkey as well and somewhere else quite random.
I mean,
but I think he's got more. I don't know. I feel he's got. Not saying that you got, you know, the Turkish league to retire, but he's got more to offer than that, I think.
I think so. Yeah, I think so. He, you know, he looked against Newcastle. He looked like a man in front of quite a few kids, like a lads and dads game.
Yeah. That'll play. Oh.
But he was kind of dictating things, and he was communication that. A lot of the younger players, you know, I'm thinking Neil.
Yeah.
Who could be, you know, in terms of keeping the ball moving in midfield and finding those gaps and really using his quality on the ball. I think Neil can learn a lot from Pritchard. And there's other players within the squad that, you know, the likes of Abdullah Bar, who can learn from having a level head on the pitch rather than kind of a group of kids running around chasing the ball. It's, I don't know. I just feel that if we let Alex Pritchard go, and if the rumours are correct about us looking at Jan and Vila to come in, like you're gaining 3 years on your average age of this squad.
which is
a good thing, I suppose. But
if Pritchard goes, there's really no there's no experience at all in that squad there. Evans seemingly doesn't look like he's anywhere near playing again, and Pritchard's the only one in his 30s other than him, I think.
Yeah. Like,
so you're gonna have to. I just think letting him go would be so dumb and stupid. But if they do, they need to bring someone in. Well, not only in the same position, but also of relative experience. And in terms of Friday, it doesn't look like Oshish is going to get a game just by his comments after the game on Saturday.
And that there is the difference. That's the difference, you know, from a manager that would protect his players that doesn't seem to want to protect them. Which, you know, it's always a balancing act as a manager with a young squad. You know, you can't be seen to be like a cheerleader for them, and if they don't play,
there's a
balance, and I just couldn't see how, you know, you said it on the pod yourself on Monday that he knew what he'd done. He was dwelling on it, which probably, you know, led to some of the decisions he made later on after that. You know, it was he was kicking himself, and I'm sure that would have gone long into the weekend and you know, probably still affecting him now. But
for the moment, my holiday.
Yeah. But you know, he just the good managers and the more positive managers are the ones that kind of get that out of your head rather than kind of reminding you of it.
Yeah. By the way, remember when you did Dill, remember when you did that earlier? Yeah. Just trying to forget about that. No way.
Printed out on the side of the academy. Look at that.
Showing it on a loop in the canteen. It's you giving a foul. I know.
Hey, going out of play.
Hey, you might score this time. Hey, no, what are you missing again, man? The other news for Friday is that Elise might be injured again. He's
right.
Pull out of training today, and he's an early doubt. Well, Phil Smith said he's an early doubt for Saturday, which means he's probably got no chance of playing on Friday. So the back four might have to become a back three, maybe, because we're not blessed anymore with options at fullback unless you do Hume and Pembele, who, after coming on for a bit, has stopped doing that.
There's a bit of concern there, but at the same time, you know, Sealt has played right back, probably not the most natural right back.
We have quite a natural right back, of course, playing centre half.
Yes, the elephant in the room.
Maybe he'll do that, Bale.
It you got to wonder at what point he gets moved from that position.
The fact that we played games with Sealer right back and Onana centre half indicates that it's never gonna change. But the fact that happened twice, and we saw how ridiculous it looked the first time, and then I was do it again. We'll just keep doing this. So I would do it. I'd put Onana full back.
Yeah. And he famously lied about having ever played at right back in order to get run out at right back, just because he wasn't really in the team at the time.
Yeah.
And now he does not move from centre half, a position that he never played.
Ironically, until... removes quite a lot from centre half during the game, as he finds himself rammed up the pitch quite often.
Yeah.
Which he can get away with at full back.
Exactly. Exactly. That you know, it's a good thing that our back four has that versatility about it. You know, like before Huggins got his injury, he could play left back and right back. Obviously, he didn't have the stature to play centre half, but with Sealt having a few runs out at right back, he could go there. Hume can play right across the back four.
Yeah.
So in that respect, I'm quite comfortable about it, but I think the time for 09 to move to a fullback role, even if it is just cover, I think that's surely approaching soon.
Well, you'd have to. There's an argument for him in the middle as well, to be honest. I think in midfield, Ekwa's having a bit of a shocker. And there's no one else. He doesn't fancy Mateta, clearly. So I wouldn't be against that either, but I don't think any of the things are going to happen, unfortunately.
No. I think what Bill said about Ekwa and about Neil and about Mateta is that they're all number eights that should play, and Job as well, that should be playing a little bit further forward. But the necessity is that they've all kind of had to do their stints in a defensive role with varying levels of success. I mean, Neil's probably the most comfortable in that defensive role, but his job should be further up the pitch. You know, even if it's just 5 yards up the pitch, he does more damage going forward than he does working backwards. And I know Bale has said that they need a number six in there. But how close they are to making progress on that is anyone's guess. Obviously, it's not going to come in for Friday.
No. I don't know. I mean, we can all see it. I'm sure Michael Bale can see it, that the squad's lacking. I had a go at him on Monday because I said that he knew that this was the squad when he took over, and he did. But I didn't mean that they shouldn't improve it, just leave him with it. I think he does, he obviously doesn't. We do need some players, and it's becoming more and more glaringly obvious that when we do get these injuries, we can no longer just go, oh, it's all right, he'll play. It'll be like, oh, well, I guess we could move him here and he could play there. And all of a sudden, it's like, well, we're going to end up with six people out of position again, like we did with part of last season. Up front, do you think Bruce will come back in? Because I don't think Barr will
No.
play. You don't?
No, I don't think Russell will come back in, no. I think he'll I'm not sure whether I don't know if Barr will play. It's not gonna be Ashish.
Do you think he's going to give them all a go? Do you think he might see Meander or Burstow?
Well, he needs to
Oh, I
really.
don't know.
Not Hamir, but like Meander and Burstow haven't really been given any game time, really.
I'd give Bur I'd be tempted to give Burstow a go up front. I don't think we've seen a lot from him, but I think we saw flashes of what he could maybe do, and then he just hasn't really had anything to feed off or any minutes at all recently. And they've said they're not going to send him back to Chelsea, so there's not really much point in keeping him around to come off the bench for 35 seconds. So I wouldn't be surprised if he gets a go soon. Otherwise, I don't know. Job up there's still, I think, the best option, but I think that's more because Job seems to have to play, and I don't think he's much use further back. So,
Yeah, no, he's not. My concern is that there's like no continuity. You know,
yeah, it's very like,
if
oh, we'll try this.
yeah, and I get that because he's new at the club and he's still learning people's best positions, still learning people's names. Going from today, like he called what did he call Chris Rigg?
Matty Riggs.
Matty Riggs. So, you can't really throw him under the bus for getting people's names wrong when he's still in the
No.
still in his probation.
Quite funny though.
Yeah. He hasn't got, he's still learning the ropes at the club, so
Still
yeah.
learning, really.
No,
But
I'm yeah, I think he just needs to if Rusin is playing well, don't just drop him after not playing very well against a team that qualified for the Champions League last season. Like, try
do
maybe
you?
try kind of putting your arm around him if you want to get something out of him.
He wasn't the only one to not turn up against Newcastle, so let's move on from that one. Did we get any questions?
Yeah, we've got a couple. Not many, but yeah. Carl
Not two.
Bridgewood. So quality controllers is pretty like non-existent. They're all getting read out.
Right.
Carl Bridgewood has asked, would there be any confectionery that Michael Beale could enjoy during a press conference which would endear him to the fan base? Maybe even a pink slice.
No, I found that the one thing that I got quite sick of actually was the sweets and the press conferences. So the fact that they didn't do that, it's like a bit of a plus point, really. If he started drinking during the press conferences,
It's cracks open a can of Madry.
that'd be great. Then I'd have quite a lot of, credit in the bank if he started to do it. It's just turning up with a bottle of beer in his hand. What? But just like playing it back. Are you a drink? Yeah. Fancy to drink. All right. So I would do that. People might become concerned quite quickly
Yeah,
if he
like
was
during
to
lockdown when he just crack open a can in the middle of a podcast. I'm like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Can't do that on a work call, though, Michael. Like,
+2 and
you drove here. So yeah, confectionery wise,
I did
probably,
it.
Kit Kat. Maybe he's read the question and he's gone out and come back with a
Maybe
Kit
I
Kat
answered the
sandwich.
question, yeah.
Yeah,
Well, he
so.
didn't make it to the press conference because he ate it on his way to the shop. So,
That's bizarre stuff that. Glenn has said, any idea how we're able to continuously snatch negativity from the jaws of positivity? Not us, but the club in general. Keep up the great work. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Glenn. No, but it seems to be an art that only Sunderland can do.
I agree with that. Right. We've gone from kind of enjoying every game because we're having a go and playing all right, and then there's this where there seems to be like a vacuum around the club now. So yeah, that's fun. Stephen Scott, do you think some birds are frightened of heights?
That's a good question. Probably because
penguins.
Like, some humans have irrational fears of things, don't they? Like chickens would be, wouldn't they? What am I doing up here?
How and why? Feathers everywhere.
Can you go that? Like, I bet I could do that. No, you can't. Like.
A penguin having a go, just flopping to the ground. Who are these for?
How come you can do that? She's at the bird group chat, like, have to remove Pingu, like he's something well. He didn't try it. Yeah. Isn't that what he said? Yeah. I imagine so.
I agree. Paul. What's your opinion on non-alcoholic Guinness? I'm interested in your response on this.
I drink Guinness, obviously. It's okay. I've tried it. It's quite nice. It's a bit thin. But if I'm not drinking, I'd just have a lime and soda or something. I don't really like the non-alcoholic beers. I just have a Coke or something. But it is quite nice. It is still for the alternatives, I think.
I think my issue with like zero, well, with not drinking when in a pub is that you drink enough Coke or Pepsi, you're going to the toilet every 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's ultra fizzy. And it's just like, yeah, there's the I think like Guinness Zero is a nice middle ground because it's quite it's a nice drink. It's a bit sweeter than full fat Guinness or full alcohol. Fat Guinness. Full alcohol Guinness. Like,
fat on the top of the Guinness.
That's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, mate. Yeah. No, it's good. Look, it's good. Obviously, as a Guinness drinker, it tastes quite similar, unlike all of the non-alcoholic lagers, which just taste of potatoes. If I wasn't drinking in a pub, cost-wise, I would just have a lime because it's a quid. And like some of the non-alcoholic beers are like £4 now. So fair enough if you're doing it for different reasons, whatever. It is a good alternative. The 0% Guinness, so... Yeah, I think some pubs have it on draft now as well. So,
some do. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, it's good. So
good. Right, that's it for questions.
Yes, predictions.
Didn't do them last week.
I know.
No, I forgot. I'm concerned.
I'm worried. You look concerned.
I was worried about you.
All right.
It's been a power cut. The stadium's run on a generator.
Well, hopefully it can generate music that makes you feel better.
Well, hopefully it can generate I think we're going to lose 2-1.
Ooh.
Friday Night Lights falling flat.
There was a program about Friday Night Lights on
Sky
years ago. It was about this guy that got paralyzed or something. Anyway. American football, that was about. My mum and dad used to watch it. They'll be listening. Can you tell me what Friday Night Lights was about? I'm sure it was about American football and a guy that like broke his neck or something.
I think it was about American football. You're right on that.
I think we'll draw 1-1. Which doesn't really help, to be honest. Either side, really. I think we'll draw, and I think Hume will score.
Mm.
And equalise. paper over a few more of them increasingly widening cracks that
Mm.
are appearing. Use paper still because they're quite wide. Yeah. Paper's still fine. Yeah, that's okay to cover them with that.
I told you about my landlord when I lived in Sunderland, who there was a
No, was it
massive
Timothy Taylor?
eh?
Was it Timothy Taylor?
No, it wasn't. No.
Be a
No, it
fan.
wasn't. It wasn't. Wasn't. No. This chap didn't really have the level of rigor that you'd expect from a landlord or a responsible landlord anyway. So we had a crack in our bathroom, which was part of the extension of the house in a terraced house. It was quite considerable, as in you could get your hand in it and you could see the air coming through the gap. And I thought this extension's going to fall away from the rest of the house at some point. I'm a bit concerned. So I got the landlord round and he was like, "It's fine, I sort this." And he came back, his handyman came back with some coven
Right.
and just put the coven over the top. Which all came crashing down one night, and
It would.
I thought we're being burgled, so I came running down.
What's
It's
wrong
just
with just being locked in?
the coven all over the bath. So, thanks for that.
Of course. Of
We
course.
moved out soon after.
Yeah. Yeah, sounds about right. He didn't solve it then, did he? Really, didn't
No,
fix the
but
thing.
it. Yeah, it lasted about a week, so yeah,
Oh,
that's also a metaphor for Sunderland.
very good, very good. Well, that's it from us, I think. If you are going to paper over any cracks for the rest of this week, then have a nice time. And we'll be back, I don't know, really, at the weekend, I guess.
Yeah, I'm not sure whether it'll be in a reaction or if it'll be in a night game, like
I
whether
don't
anyone
know.
could be asked to do it
Never do
on
with me,
Friday night.
son. But yeah, that's it, really. Thanks for listening, and cheers, all the best.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.